Squadron Leader Jack Steele and the Starblade.
Hello, welcome to episode 4 of Starblade Unsheathed.
Shing!
Hello, yes, and today we have with us the bad guys. We do not have with us Simon Jones, unfortunately. We do have Nigel.
Hi there, yeah, and I play Mordred.
And Tom.
Hello, my name is Thomas Butterworth, and I play Rasputin.
And Lauren.
I play Helga.
Hello, everyone.
Tom, being probably the most experienced actor we have on the team, would you like to go into a little bit more detail about what experience you've had with radio plays or theatre in general?
I haven't had a great deal of experience, well, I haven't had any experience, I don't think, doing radio plays like this one. I do a lot of theatre, but apart from doing some student radio when I was at university, I had never done a project like this, which is one of the reasons why it was so exciting, and I was so happy to kind of get on board.
The bad guys all have fairly distinctive accents, or at least the three of you do. Do any of you have sort of keywords you repeat to yourselves to try and get the accent in gear?
I don't think I did, no. No, I don't think I did. It just came out.
Cucumber sandwiches. That's not a word I used, actually. It was quite a good one. I wish I had now. It probably went better.
I didn't actually have any reset phrase. I'm just naturally talented.
There's that character from Armageddon, the film where it's played by Peter Stormare, I think, who does who's the cosmonaut on the space station who hits the thing with the spanner.
Oh yes,
and he's like American, Russian, all made in Taiwan. Just a little cliched bit of stuff that I remember to keep my accent head on.
Nigel, your accent, I believe, was perfected for the use of over 40 cigarettes a day.
That's right. Yes. Yes, I took it upon myself to smoke as much and as often as I could, and couldn't quite.
Especially for the show, I assume.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Of course, yes.
That's really very dedicated, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Talking about accents, Lauren. Of course, you had a couple of scenes with Lucy, who plays Yvette, and a French accent and a German accent in close conflict. Were there any problems slipping into either of the others?
Sometimes I would start lines in Helga's accent and I'd finish in Yvette's, but that didn't happen too often. Lucy was much better at staying in accent than I was.
It's really easily done, though, so I find myself picking up on your accent when we were doing our lines together and stuff.
Well, this wasn't a problem you had with Nigel, of course, because for the scenes which feature Rasputin and Mordred, I don't think you were even in the same room at the time.
No, I barely remember what he looks like. It's quite a shock to see him now, actually.
Yes, it was all quite strange, really, because we recorded it on different days as well. I think it was a good week or so between us or something.
So Nigel, you've not done anything like this before, have you?
No, you could say that I've done a lot of acting in the past. I spent many years working in retail, and so I had to do a lot of acting there, pretending I was actually liking people.
Pretending you were giving a hoot.
Exactly, yes. But as in scripted work, then no, I haven't. No.
Did you ever speak to customers in the Mordred accent? Or
most of the time.
What were you selling?
I'm sure it comes in plain brown bags.
it was very easy.
Whiskey, yeah. Deal with it. Well, Take it away.
It sells itself, really.
Having all been cast as bad guys, do you approve? Do you prefer playing bad guys? Or do you secretly hanker towards being on the side of good?
Oh, I definitely want to be a bad guy, definitely.
I think it is more fun being a bad guy. I can sort of see the appeal of being a good guy because, you know, you get to win at the end of the day in most stories. But everybody loves a bad guy, don't they? Or a sort of a good guy who has tendencies towards bad.
I don't really consider us as team evil. I consider us more team morally ambiguous. We haven't really gone into Helga's motivation as to why she's with the evil, rapacious alien empire. She might be under the mistaken impression that they're nice and fluffy and will deliver unicorns and flowers to the earth. That's highly unlikely, but you
that is highly unlikely. They're probably more likely to use death cannons.
We should have put a spoiler warning on this. The unicorns and flowers isn't going to be a surprise anymore in episode 6, but
it will be to unicorn.
you can see how she'd think that. I mean, she is a member of the Nazi party, so
is that what the Nazis did? They were all about unicorns and flowers
and pretty
ribbons.
Road improvements, wasn't it? That was largely what got Hitler into power. Autobahns.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Totally.
I always did think that the autobahns were the robots in disguise.
So I'd like to ask you all in turn how you got involved there with the project. Lauren.
I slept with the producer.
Tom.
I slept, no. I was asked politely by my mates, and also I was on board as a writer right at the beginning, no pun intended, and contributed a bit towards the first episode.
And Nigel?
Well, I was approached by Wayne. He approached me about doing some artwork for, as it was then, a forthcoming podcast project. And I don't know, you just told me I was going to be Mordred, didn't you, one day?
Well, I think it was more a case we couldn't find anybody else, could we?
Absolutely, yes.
We did.
Story of my life.
Because I remember when we were doing... we did a recorded read-through, didn't we? We recorded some of it. But you and I, Nigel, we did the voice of not Mordred, but...
The Archduke.
That's right.
Together by both reading the lines at the same time, which unbelievably worked. Which
it did, yeah.
I thought, wow, that's really good. We can actually read the lines at the same time.
Yeah.
And it sounded quite cool.
So from there on, we did a recording completely separately.
Absolutely.
It worked that well.
Never in the same room again at the same time.
Yeah. Those were good times.
The chemistry between them was just so strong.
I mean, it's not fair to say we had catfights. I mean, there was a little bit of blood over the eyebrow and a slight gouge of the jean knee. That was just coincidence, really. I just fell down a big hole. That's what Nigel told me to say.
We're going to talk more about the artwork and the sound production next week. But whilst Lauren's here, what do you think of the artwork of Helga, which Nigel so professionally conjured up?
It's an amazing piece of artwork, but anyone who meets me after getting that image of Helga in their mind is in for a bitter disappointment.
You've got assets.
We all have.
They're not quite as perky as those assets, though. No real woman's assets.
I know it's just a picture reel kind of drawing, but there's a hell of a lot of girdling going on there. That's girdling, not gurgling.
I think it's a combination of the two.
You can't do that with busts as easily.
Of all the good guys, who do you think is the greatest threat to your evil schemes?
Oh, I think we're fairly unanimous.
It's got to be Yvette Dillac, yeah. I mean, Bilkins is a delightful, cheeky chap.
But Jack's really just
Jack,
there, you know, for comic effect.
He's good at standing at the front and being tall and a bit windswept and looking confused and asking the pertinent questions to full advance the plot. Ambling and bimbling his way, crashing through the plans and machinations of the bad guys. But it's Yvette who actually says, why don't we go this way?
You do need a woman in charge in any thwarting evil genius situations, really.
I certainly do.
Yeah, so bad guys, what expectations do you have for Series 2?
If we're all alive...
I think he'll have a Captain Kirk-style Bilkins love affair with an alien.
Oh my God.
Probably a female one.
The first ever interhuman alien radio snog.
You heard it first on this podcast. Or amazing. You will, maybe.
Cool, cram shift. That was brilliant. Something like that. Comedy gold.
I really hope.
Write it down or turn this microphone off. I don't know what's going to happen in series 2. I'm hoping we'll get. I hope we get to see the Starblade in action and find out what it can really do. And I hope we learn more about the Kaxorians, or whatever you're supposed to say it.
That's right.
Yeah, good. That's a suitable amount of Qatar at the back of the throat. Yeah, I hope Rasputin's there to see it all happen.
Lauren?
I think I already expressed my expectations in regards to Bilkins.
She's all about Bilkins.
I'm all about Bilkins.
Tentacle aliens.
Okay. And Nigel?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there could be some sort of torrid love affair between Mordred and Yvette. I think that would be
Yvette.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking there, mate.
No, you want to bypass the Helga then?
It's the nature of supervillains to always want what they cannot have.
Exactly. And,
I don't like the inference there that Helga's easy.
Oh. I'm not saying she's easy. I'm saying no. You're right. I'm saying she's easy. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone. Now we have the results of the competition. I remember last week we asked you what the family crest of the Jack Steele family was, and it was, of course,
a circle, and it was Jonathan Broadley of Northampton who got that right.
And congratulations to them.
Hey,
your T-shirt will be on the way shortly. Before we finally sign off, I'll just hand over once again to Tom, who will be able to plug to tens of listeners out there some of the stuff he's got coming up.
Oh, right, yeah. Axe Fuel Productions, which is my company, theatre company and stuff. We're doing some shows at the Shitty Deal Puppet Theatre, which was a sellout success at Edinburgh this year. We'll be doing a show in Bradford on November the 8th, and we've got a few more tour dates lined up, particularly around the north and northwest. So look out for those. And in Norwich, we're doing, it's a little way off yet, but put it in your diaries, 20th of December, We're doing the next episode of the theatre sitcom The Coalition.
And do you have a website people can browse to find out more details?
Yes, whether the details are on there, I don't know, but we definitely have a website. It's www.axisofevilproductions.com.
Thank you to Lauren, Tom, Nigel.
There you go.
And don't forget, listeners, next week, Monday the 29th of September, episode 5 of Jack Steele and the Starblade. So that's it for this week from Starblade Unsheathed. Don't forget, next week we'll be talking to Nigel again, although he doesn't know it.
He does now.
He does now. So next week we'll be talking to Nigel and hopefully Frank to do all the artwork and the sound production. So until then, from Lauren, Tom, Nigel, myself and Chris, it's goodbye!
Goodbye!
До свидания! Thank you, listeners.
I did occasionally start lines with Helga's accent and slip into Lucy midway, as it were. Did I say something funny?